A team of Czech police officers carries out controls on the Slovak border. They're looking for people they say are illegal immigrants. Many of these people are from Syria and are seeking refuge, but not here. They want asylum in the UK or Germany and are willing to cross many European borders to do so. In Berlin, ministers say something must be done.
We will extend the checks on our borders with Austria beyond November for another 6 months. These checks are necessary to prevent illegal immigration. On the border with the Czech Republic, the federal police have significantly increased checks as part of stop and search practices.
But intensifying border controls may be more difficult than it sounds, because Germany and the Czech Republic share a common frontier of many hundreds of kilometers, and the Schengen zone rules still apply, which means that right now, pretty much anybody can come and go across this frontier as they please. So far this year, the vast majority of new immigrants in Germany have been Ukrainian, taking advantage of the EU-wide freedom of movement their country's citizens have. People like Natalia.
My mother has cancer. Right after she came to Germany, she went for several treatment sessions and got what she needed.
Special reception centres for Ukrainian refugees have been set up in several German cities to cope with demand. But one complicating factor right now is a recent spike in arrivals of people from Syria and Afghanistan, whose asylum process is not as easy, and yet who must also be looked after.
We're running out of capacities, houses where people can sleep, and my state office is responsible at the moment for 27,000 people living in more than 90 houses all over Berlin. With the incoming people, new arrivals, we are close to zero when it comes to proper housing.
To hear officials speak like that reminds some Germans of 2015, when more than a million Syrians came to this country after Angela Merkel opened the borders to them. Today's politicians say they have learned from the errors of the past and are making more provisions for people who come now. And yet, at the same time, they're calling for borders to be more tightly controlled to prevent unauthorized entry. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, on the German-Czech border.